G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the approach to the child with suspected inhaled foreign body or the choking child. Credit to the RCH and APLS CPGs and algorithms for the basis of this talk. Children present with a spectrum of severity of disease from the well child where you have time to assess and then manage and versus the children who are in extremis with cardiorespiratory arrest needing immediate resuscitation. Important historical factors to consider, young children in particular, less than five, developmentally delayed children, history of a sudden onset of symptoms, although there may also be a delayed onset as well by days or even weeks. Coughing, choking, vomiting or gagging episode that may or may not be witnessed, and the absence of infective prodrome or features. We want to know a detailed description of the timing, the nature of the event, and what the possible foreign body that's been inhaled might be and whether or not it was witnessed. The site of impaction, importantly, might be suggested by the clinical presentation. We want to split those presentations down into upper airway and lower airway obstruction. So we'll first go through impaction in the larynx or trachea. This can often be a sudden and catastrophic event with severe respiratory distress, stridor, cyanosis with altered mental state due to hypoxia, drooling and voice changes. And obviously, total obstruction will rapidly progress to unconsciousness and cardiorespiratory arrest requiring resuscitation. And a child may be in cardiorespiratory arrest and impossible to ventilate. Versus a lower respiratory impaction, so tachypnea, respiratory distress, again, cyanosis, persistent wheeze that might be focal and partially responsive to bronchodilators, a persistent cough, fever for the delayed presentation, hemoptysis, shortness of breath, a recurrent or persistent consolidation on chest x-ray, and it might well be asymptomatic after the initial event, and then you're actually picking up the complications, so pneumonia, abscess, or bronchiectasis. Now, impaction may be in the terminal airways, and that can often be asymptomatic with a delayed presentation or have the lower respiratory tract presentation. For those children who are not immediately compromised, a chest x-ray is going to be the key investigation to look for a radiolucent foreign body, noting that many foreign bodies are not radiolucent. However, we're wanting to get inspiratory and expiratory films, plus or minus a lateral decubitus view, to see if there's evidence of air trapping. Also looking for complications, so lobar collapse, mediastinal shift, evidence of pneumonia or pneumothorax, evidence of abscess or empyema or bronchiectasis, that it might be signs of a chronically impacted foreign body. Management of these foreign bodies is primarily going to be involving the pediatric respiratory physicians for consideration of bronchoscopy or the ear, nose and throat surgeons, and also treatment of any infective complications with something like benzyl penicillin, 60 milligrams per kilo, 6 hourly, or the respiratory or ENT might suggest amoxicillin clavulanate, 25 milligrams per kilo, 8 hourly. Moving on now to the emergency management of the choking child and the nice algorithm that RCH and APLS have got. We're first going to assess whether or not the child's cough is effective or ineffective and whether there's signs of total or near total airway obstruction. If they have an effective cough and no signs of total or near total airway obstruction, then you're going to encourage coughing and continuously assess for deterioration and proceed with investigations that I've mentioned previously. If there is an ineffective cough and there's signs of total or near total airway obstruction, we're going to urgently call for an anaesthetic code, try and get the pediatric anaesthetist and ear, nose and throat surgeons to assist with securing the airway, noting that it's going to be physiologically and anatomically difficult. Worst case scenario, the patient becomes unresponsive and you're going to start APLS, CPR, beginning with compressions at 15 compressions to 2 breaths. Prior to each attempt at ventilation, you're going to use direct laryngoscopy, and if the foreign body's seen, attempt removal with McGill forceps. If there is no relief of obstruction within 1 minute, you're going to again use direct laryngoscopy between compressions. And if the foreign body's seen, you're going to try remove the foreign body with McGill forceps. If you're not successful, worst case scenario, you're going to proceed with the advanced airway manoeuvres. If the foreign body is above the vocal cords, the advanced airway manoeuvre is a needle or surgical cricothyroidotomy, depending on age, less than or greater than 10. And if the foreign body is below the vocal cords, you're going to try and do a right mainstem bronchus intubation to advance the foreign body with the endotracheal tube to allow withdrawal of the ETT slightly to position the right lung down and ventilate the left lung. If you're unable to intubate, you're going to apply positive pressure ventilation to try and attempt to force the foreign body into the left or right main bronchus. Obviously, this child needs immediate transfer to theatre for removal of the foreign body via bronchoscopy if possible and to establish a definitive airway. If the patient is not unresponsive, you're going to proceed with 5 back blows, then 5 chest thrusts, and those are over the back blows are over the knees of the clinician and the chest thrusts. You're going to open the airway and look for the obstructing foreign body and remove it if seen. And if not seen, you're going to repeat the cycle above. Do not perform a blind finger sweep. If there is relief of the obstruction within 1 minute, you're going to assess if the breathing is adequate, spontaneous breathing is adequate. If it is, you're going to support the patient with supportive care, ensure complete removal of the foreign body with bronchoscopy in theatre, and observe for post-obstructive pulmonary edema or pneumothorax with a chest x-ray. If spontaneous breathing is not adequate, you're going to start positive pressure ventilation, secure the airway, and ensure complete removal of foreign body with a bronchoscopy in theatre. These children are critically unwell and have significant morbidity and mortality, so it's really important that it's acknowledged as a distressing situation and the family and staff are managed appropriately and with consideration of debriefing. And that's it for the approach to the inhaled foreign body and choking child. Thanks for listening.